Jesus is very kind to us. He died on the cross so that we can have life. He is the Son of God. But He offered His life for all of us. So today, when we receive the Blessed Sacrament, the Communion, that means we share the life of Jesus. Jesus on earth, nothing else, to spread the good news to people through His words. He's kind-hearted to all people, so we do the same. Jesus on earth, He shared all He has, even His own life for us. So we learn from Him. When we receive Holy Communion, that means Jesus lives in us, so that whatever we do is not only we do. Jesus in us do the same thing, offer ourselves to people. That's why Jesus, before Him, He said, you have to forgive 50 times 7. That means Jesus Himself forgiving people all the time. We do the same. And that's the meaning when we receive Holy Communion, Jesus become ourselves. And that's what St. Paul, the great apostle, made this comment. Today is not that I live, but Jesus lives in me. So today, when you receive the first time Holy Communion, remember, today is no more that you live, but Jesus lives in you. Whatever you do, for the glory of God. Because Jesus on earth always told the disciples, whatever God the Father wish, He will do the same. So we do the same. If God's will, that we suffer a little bit, say yes. If anything successful, thank the Lord. Even failure, we do the same. Always joyful, always happy, because we do the will of God the Father for each one of us. So today, especially when you receive Holy Communion, keep Jesus in your heart. Until next time we come back next Sunday, keep Jesus in your heart as if you are the tabernacle. The living tabernacle. Keep Jesus always the whole week. Keep Him until the next time when you come to Mass, receive again. So that Jesus always lives in you. So that you can say the same word of St. Paul says, it is not I live, but Jesus lives in me.